Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Freedomizer Radio. This is Cheryl, a.k.a. See the Power. This is See the Power in You on Wednesdays with Judy Lynn Cole, and she's here with us today. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning. We have someone else with us today, too. We have Ashira Hart.
Yes, we do, and I'd like to give her a little introduction, if that's okay with you.
Would you please?
Yes. Ashira has been working with sound healing frequencies, the solfeggio frequencies, since 2001. And based on the mathematical design of the universe, nature, and the human body, a.k.a. bones and DNA, and as used in the medical world today, the solfeggio frequencies are very important to help humanity to rebalance and get more in touch with the body, nature, the divine, and the shift that's currently taking place on the planet in 2012 and beyond. Ashira has pioneered the creation of sound healing audio, collaborating with other personal transformation experts. She's co-founded the Sonic Enchantment Sound Healing Journey and develop vocal tools, shamanic sonics, and the frequencies that can help to de-stress, balance both sides of the brain, take you into theta brain wave state for deep and great relaxation and meditation, intuition, immunity, personal transformation, and memory. So we are just absolutely delighted to have you with us today, Ashira. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you so much, Cheryl, for having me on the show. A really, really great opportunity to share my work and my passion.
Great. Well, Judy, I'm going to, because you and Ashira have worked together before, I'm going to be the quiet one today and allow you two to run the show. So you go ahead and
Well, you will have some fabulous questions as always, Cheryl, and you always take and bring the conversation back to where it needs to be. So we need you to keep us on cue.
Oh, you're
I can tell you, Ashira and I have lectured together before and we've taught together before, and you never know where the journey is going to take you.
Absolutely.
In fact, we interviewed Mary Hardy here a few weeks ago on radio. Ashira and I just did a lecture the first part of August up in Allegan, Michigan at Mary and Dean Hardy's place. And we're going to be doing another one Saturday and Sunday on September the 1st and 2nd in Santa Cruz. And if anybody would like to get information on attending the workshops, if they will contact me at sunformula@hotmail.com, that's S-O-N-F-O-R-M-U-L-A. @hotmail.com, or if they're friends with me on Facebook, they can also get the information there on Facebook. And Ashira is also, the evening after Saturday the 1st, she's going to be doing a sonic enchantment event as well. So we literally will be going from Saturday day from 10 to 5 to sonic enchantment Saturday evening and then back Sunday for a power-packed weekend of information about sound healing and nutrition and how all of this ties together for optimizing your health, for optimizing your ability to be all that you can be. Ashira, would you tell us a little bit about Sonic Enchantment and about the event that's on Saturday, September the 1st in the evening, the timing, the place, and a little bit about what people can expect with Sonic Enchantment, with that particular event?
Sure, Judy, thanks for asking. Yeah, as the Sonic Enchantment, this is a journey through the frequencies. I've got many different instruments that are playing the frequencies, and it's basically a collaboration with some amazing sound healers over here. It's going to be held at the Stonehouse, which is in Nevada City, and the Stonehouse are on Facebook. They're easy to find. I think they're in Sacramento Street. I can pull up the address. And, it's basically a three-part journey. It's running from, we start with the ocean, and it helps really people get into their breathing, slow down from their day if they've had a hectic day. And we journey with the dolphins, and we start with crystal bowls and tuning forks, which really help get you in the zone. And then we move into the cosmos, and we have all these beautiful planetary gongs. We have the amazing David Kopsa playing his gongs. And we have space sounds, different sounds in space. And everything that's played in the journey is a natural sound. There's nothing that's unnatural in it. And with the cosmos, we get into that place of real expansion. I've done a little bit of a full invocation at the beginning when I just after the guided meditation, so it helps in spirit. And then after the expansion of the cosmos, we then move into, bringing people slowly back, gently back to Earth with sounds of the rainforest, sounds of exotic birds, water drums, and then we have a shamanic journeying drum. And we have rattles to help clear through the aura if there's any energy that's started to shift and wanting to be released. We have the amazing Sharon Schuster with us, who's got the crystal bowls, the Alchemy series from Crystal Tones. And we have Amor Pangililan on shamanic percussion. So there's a team of five of us. Elan Rosenman is doing the ambisonic sound. So we have a 12-speaker system, which it means you're completely surrounded by the sound. So you absolutely feel like you're swimming with the dolphins. It's a beautiful journey. And, yeah, if anyone's around, it's at the Stone House. And, we'd love you to come join it. It's a very reasonable $20. And a great opportunity to meet other people who are into sound healing.
Okay. Ashira, can you tell me, I know this is something we're going to be discussing at our workshop in Santa Cruz on September 1st and also September 2nd, but can you tell me, in your opinion, what is the main problem that humanity is facing right now?
The main problem is that most people are walking around feeling some level of disconnection, and that can either be a disconnection in their body, so they're not really in tune with the right food to eat, so they may end up eating food which doesn't really energize them or have them feel good in their day, and then that impacts their immune system, that impacts their ability to think straight, because, you know, if you eat a lot of wheat, for example, that's going to create a brain fog. And, you know, if it's GMO food, then that impacts the body even further. You know, if you think about genetically modified food, what is it? It's scrambled genes. And once it hits the body in terms of being eaten, it's then scrambling our genes. And if you look at the effect of disconnection in other ways, you've got things like if people are thinking too hard about something, their energy is predominantly focused in their head. So they're not very in their body. And if they're not in their body, then they're not in tune with maybe their loving self. And that then impacts their decisions on a daily basis. I have a theory that we tend to block our energy at our base chakra and our crown, so that's the top of our head and right at the base of the spine. And that, a bit like a pressure cooker, all that energy starts to build up. And, you know, it then needs to let off steam somewhere. And if we're not having a safe way of doing, you know, if we're not getting out into nature, for example, and de-stressing through our shoes or through our feet, rather, then, you know, it may come out in our experience with others. So our relationships suffer as a result. We get stressed at work. And we've also got things like, you know, if you look at our shoes, most people are walking around using rubber shoes or plastic shoes. Obviously, industrial shoes making has changed from being leather soles. And that affects our conversation with the earth. What's interesting is we actually have more nerve endings on our feet than we do in our hands. And that's because the body actually energizes through the feet. It can de-stress through the feet. And if we actually were walking around barefoot or had leather soles, we would have a better conversation and we'd be more in tune with our surroundings. We'd probably walk differently. I know certain friends of mine who have been living barefoot for a while, they have a very different conversation. And that level of disconnection in the body is really, you know, a vital thing to address right now, because if we're in our heads, then we don't make as wise decisions as we could do. And that's why I'm passionate about sound, because I see sound can be a direct conversation, a direct transmission to help the body and help the brain rebalance so that we can actually go, oh, yeah, I can see I'm out of tune with my posture here or my breathing or, you know, I'm not eating the right food or I'm not loving myself enough to take care of myself in some ways. And this is really vital because right now humanity is not doing what works on the planet. There are a lot of people doing great work and there are a lot of people who are very awake. But there are a lot of people who are very disconnected and that's creating a lot of suffering for people. And I see sound as a great fast track to help people really make that connection again. And from that way of making the connection, they can then really do what works for them, what works for others, and really what works for the planet, and then we've got a future here.
You know, one of the things, Ashira, that I want to come back to where we've got hope for the future, but one of the things we do here on this particular radio show, we try to give listeners some actual things that they can try on their own to help
right.
balance
yeah.
them. And where you're talking about getting more connected and getting more grounded, there's an acupuncture
yep.
point that's on the top of the head. If you
mm-hmm.
went up from the ears and straight up from the top point of the ear and just went over the top of the head, you will find the soft spot where, you know, when a baby is born, they have that open spot. There's
yes.
a little indention there. That is referred to as DU20. And that particular acupuncture point is one that whenever I work with tuning forks, that I particularly access that. And the reason I use that particular one is because this is the highest acupuncture point on the body. And the
mm-hmm.
name, DU20, it's actually Baihu DU20, but I'm probably butchering the pronunciation, means 100 meetings because it refers to the convergence of all of the yang meridians in the body. So it is also known to treat 100 disorders. So it's a really important point that's right at the very top of the head, that's at the midpoint of the line that connects the center points of both ears, but
right.
at the very top. So whenever someone is feeling foggy or when they need a brain boost or they're disconnected,
mm-hmm.
if they would take off their shoes and get their feet on the earth like you were talking about,
yeah.
and just take their index finger and put it up there on DU20. And if they don't feel, after 30 to 45 seconds, if they don't feel like they're coming in grounded, they might try tapping it, kind of like making a pulse wave. And if
yeah.
that index finger isn't working, try the index finger of the other hand, because your polarity may be reversed. Your polarity may not be to where the finger that you put up there is giving you the charge connection. And
right.
so if say your right hand is a positive polarity, your right forefinger, index finger, is a positive polarity, normally your left forefinger would be a negative polarity. So when you're doing energy work and you're finding that maybe the forefinger isn't working, maybe it's because you need a negative charge instead of a positive charge. But if you've got both of those feet out there on the earth, that's
yep.
going to ground you and bring you down, because the feet are a hologram of the entire body.
Right, absolutely.
So that's something that people can do. If they go back and listen to the radio show where I gave the radio show was from a very sacred spot in Allegan, Michigan. It was the Native American Healing Ground. I walked barefoot on the ground
right.
throughout the entire
yeah.
show. That was a two-hour lecture that people can go back and get that. And that was the first Wednesday in August, if people wanted to go back and listen to that. So
right.
because people don't stay connected, Ashira, how can sound help us to reconnect?
Yeah, well, sound is a great tool, because what happens is, you know, there's a lot of different options out there with different healing therapies, and it's difficult for people to know, you know, which one to go for, and obviously they all have different benefits. What I love about sound is it bypasses the mind. So when the mind's a bit skeptical, and that's healthy to be skeptical, but when the mind's, you know, doubting it and it may not even go for it, but when the actual body has a direct experience, because sound can directly transmit to the cells a balancing signal, then it really helps the mind go, oh, this actually feels really good. Oh, okay, maybe this is something I need, maybe it's something I can use. And that's what I love about sound, because it's a direct conversation with the body. And the beauty of the Zobe frequencies, which is what you and I both work with, which some people out there may know as the solfeggio, Zobe is actually the full spectrum of the solfeggio, not just 6 or 9, it's the full 18. The benefit is actually that it rebalances the hemispheres of the brain. A lot of people are predominantly left brain. Some people are also predominantly right brain. And we can do a little test for that, which you can guide people if you have time. And the effect is that we are then operating from both hemispheres. And if you look at the conversation that the body has with the left brain, the left brain is more rational and logic-based, whereas the right brain is more problem-solving and able to think of the bigger picture. And we really need both. We need to be able to think logically, but we also need to have the bigger picture in mind, especially for the planet. So having a balance between the left and right brain is really key. And, you know, there are other benefits looking at the solfeggio frequencies or the Zobe frequencies, things like the effect of 111 hertz on the body. That is produces endorphins, and this is why it's been used in many medical therapies today. And the beauty of that is that it uplifts our mood. So then we feel, you know, we have that buffer of endorphins running in the body, and we feel great. We feel happier. We feel more able to greet our day. We don't get stressed in the same way, or it certainly helps us de-stress. And that's a beautiful thing to be doing. It's also, the frequencies are based on the mathematical blueprint of the body. So they speak to the bones, they speak to the DNA, and, you know, they're based on that blueprint in nature. So it's a way of helping the body get back to a place of connection with nature. And it's like saying to the body, hey, body, remember, you're part of the planet, you know, and it's okay to feel connected, because we're kind of walking around going, I'm disconnected, the mind's feeling stressed, upset. And that's why sound can just transmit to the body and get that feeling of connection. Because if I say to you, oh, we're all one, it's still a nice idea, but it's not a physical experience. Until we have that physical experience, we're not going to maybe change our behavior, if that makes sense. And if we then feel connected, then we're going to be coming from a very different place in ourselves, and we're accessing that full divine potential. So, you know, I'm absolutely passionate about it, you know, as being a great tool for us, for humanity right now, because we really need that.
Oh, we definitely do need that. The reason that something we might want to go a little bit further on about the 111 hertz, where you talked about that stimulated endorphin production, that's something we've talked on in other radio shows earlier, actually, this month and last month both. The research that was done back, I believe in the late 30s, maybe early 40s in Germany by the medical doctors, was that 111 hertz was one of the frequencies that stimulated endorphin production. Now, when you go in and look at what physiologically makes endorphin production in the body, it's either left or right, which means chiral. Chiral is which way it turns. It's either D or L. So D means right, L means left, phenylalanine. And phenylalanine is one of the 8 essential amino acids. And if you deprive the body of phenylalanine, it makes it to where the body can't make enkephalins and endorphins. And those are the brain chemicals that make you able to basically manage pain and experience a lot of joy. So what happens when you don't get that amino acid in, people end up with what's called reward deficiency syndrome. Now, from a capitalistic standpoint, this drives capitalism, because people buy and buy and buy, but they are never satiated, so they buy and they buy and they buy.
Mm.
And so they become emotionally sensitive to physical and emotional pain, because they don't have the underlying ingredient to get their body to make enough enkephalins and endorphins for them to handle the painful situations with which they're faced. And so they crave comfort, they crave pleasure, and they desire certain food or certain drugs. And the foods that they will crave are heroin and alcohol and marijuana and sweets and starches and chocolate and tobacco. Now, if you take and use 111 hertz, this is where I'd like to kind of jump ahead. 111 hertz was used for drug addiction recovery. Can you explain a little bit more about that? Because I believe that actually occurred with a British singer here in the United States, if I'm not correct. Is that correct?
That's right.
Back in the 60s?
Yeah. I'm sure most people out there will know the band The Who. Well, in 1983, Pete Townsend, he was suffering from heroin addiction, and he approached a doctor called Dr. Meg Patterson. And she basically took the research that the Russians had been using since the 40s. They pioneered a therapy called electrosleep, which was using 111 hertz for insomnia. And because it's because of the endorphin release. So what she was able to do was she researched sound, and she realized that sound, one of the best ways of giving sound to the body is through bone conduction. So she pioneered a therapy called NET, which is neuroelectric therapy, which basically pulses the 111 hertz frequency at the bone behind the ear. And what that does is it produces a buffer in the neural pathways. So when someone's withdrawing from a drug like heroin, you actually go, if you look on the German website, they actually call 111 hertz the heroin frequency. And what happens is, it instead of requiring chemical methadone, what happens is you can play that frequency to the body, and it produces the endorphins. So when a body's withdrawing from something like heroin, for you know however long it takes for the patient, they actually don't need you know the methadone. They can actually have the sound played safely to their body, and you know that they will safely withdraw from the drug because they're getting the endorphins from the sound. And Pete Townsend, yeah, he got off heroin in 1983 with 111 hertz. And in fact, he did an article with Penthouse magazine, and you can find that online. 1983. If you look for him, you'll find that you know he talks about Meg Patterson's work, and it's great work, you know. And I love the fact that you know it's something which can be quite accessible for people, and NET is pretty well established now.
Well, that's interesting because that's also very similar to where we're going with our Brain Ohm and our Cold Fusion project, and we'll have our EEG studies probably by the first part of 2013. We will have our first series done, and what we're using is we're using bilateral sound with movement therapy of the hands and of the eyes, and what you see is the same waveform that you're hearing and feeling because sound is a pressure wave, so you feel that. And the primary difference tone and the primary summation note of the entire patterning that you work with is all either 111 hertz or the octavization of 111 hertz. And one of the first things we're going to be testing is, if you're talking about it from movement therapy, you would say it creates laterality, centrality, and focus in the brain. If you're talking about it from the standpoint of EEG, we're going to be looking for what happens with brain coherence. And so we will be testing the Zobe frequencies in a particular combination, and we will be testing them with light therapy added, and we will be testing them with sound therapy added as well. I know you've done some fabulous recordings, Ashira, that work with the 111 hertz. Would you talk about some of those?
Yeah,
and
great.
Tell us about your recordings that where you particularly are also working with 111 hertz to basically stimulate that theta brainwave state.
Yeah, thank you, Judy. I've pioneered a CD or an audio which is available from my website, asherahart.net. That's ASHERAHART.net. And if you go on the media downloads sound healing page, you will find a whole list of different audios that are available. The Unity Codes basically is a tuning fork audio done in three different lengths, 20-minute, 40-minute, and an hour, depending on your lifestyle. Some people just want to tune in for 20 minutes or have something longer to get off to sleep, 40 minutes, or if they want to do a session or they want to, you know, have a longer meditation, then there's an hour long. And basically, it's a tuning fork audio. What I wanted to do with that was recreate what I was giving to people in a session. So you're having one frequency play to one ear, one frequency play to the other ear, and then the frequencies slowly cross over. And the frequencies are always with a difference of 111 hertz. And so it goes up through the frequencies and, you know, the full 18, that's the full 12 pairs. There's ocean in the background, which helps people key into the breath. And then I've worked with different experts using guided relaxation or meditation techniques with a guiding voice. So, for example, we've done, I worked with a lady who's a hypnotherapist, and we created a stress relief product, which is perfect for the executive who's stressed out with work. Or indeed, there's things like a breathing audio, which is very good for pain relief, working with world expert Dr. Rosalba Courtney from Australia. I've also worked with hypnobirthing expert Fozia Turner-Stiliano. We've done a four-part audio series for fertility, because a lot of ladies who aren't able to conceive, they're just really not making that inner connection with their body. So it's a great way of helping them reconnect and really love their body enough to create that beautiful container to bring a child into the world. We also have a pregnancy audio, which is for creating a healthy pregnancy, preparing for the birth. Actually, for the birth, there's an audio with dolphins and the frequencies. And you can play the frequencies to the body while the baby's in utero, you know, and then when the baby comes out, if it's a water birth, it then recognizes the frequencies. It creates a beautiful high energy space for the baby to come into. And that's a great thing. And then there's an audio for breastfeeding and bonding with the baby afterwards. We've also done one for, called energetic massage, which is massaging the body with the power of the mind. There's another one for self-pleasuring, because the frequencies, when you get in the zone, they can be very, very pleasurable, obviously, because of the endorphin release, but it can be a really big turn-on. So we have Robert Silver, who I pioneered a self-pleasuring audio, and that's we have had a lady in the studio with us who was doing the practice while we were recording, and we recorded her voice, so you get that ecstatic sounds of her, you know, her raising her energy as well. So yeah, wanted to, you know, basically make it as many different audios as possible to help people have the option, you know, depending on what they need in their life, so that they have, you know, hopefully something for everyone. And we're working creating some for kids as well now as well.
Oh, that's excellent. Thank you very much, Ashira. I just want to make a note here. We're at the bottom of the hour. You're talking about your audios. Ashira sent an audio to me, and I have it uploaded. We're going to do a test for that after we come back for the from the commercial break. And if we can get the sound and audio prepared properly to play in the background of the rest of our hour, or at least for that 20 minutes that we have, we'll do that for you.
Great.
So, yeah, so excuse me, ladies, for just a few minutes. We're going to take a short commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're listening to Freedomizer Radio, See the Power in You, with Judy Lynn Cole, and our special guest today is Ashira, and we'll be right back.
There's a saying that the only thing certain in life is death and taxes. Well, they should include hard drive failure as well. You can ensure your data is safe by using Maximum Archive's online backup solution. By securely backing up the Maximum Archive servers, your data is protected from fire, theft, or simple hard disk failure. Don't let your data go unprotected. Sign up for Maximum Archive today. Use partner code Freedomizer at checkout time and help fund the Freedomizer Radio Network. That's MaximumArchive.com.
Greetings, this is Blake the Eccentric, and I want to invite you to check out my new show on Freedomizer Radio, The Eccentric Perspective. It's sort of a red pill, blue pill, going down the rabbit hole kind of show, featuring outside-the-box politics, philosophy, and gonzo journalism. But be warned, with knowledge comes responsibility, and you might not see the world the same way again. As I will attempt to open your mind, speak to your common sense, and challenge your critical thinking skills. So please join me Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday from noon to 1:30 Pacific Time. Once again, that's Eccentric Perspective, only on Freedomizer Radio.
Do you believe we are not alone? Are you intrigued by the paranormal and psychic phenomena? Have you ever wondered if there was something abnormal about how the society operates? Do you believe you are here to do more on this planet? Do you feel as though you are living in a prison country or planet rather than a sovereign nation? Does it feel like you never had any constitutional rights or that they are ignoring it as if it wasn't important? Join me, Joanna Johnston, psychic empath and spiritual warrior, on Illuminating Minds on FreedomizerRadio.com every Sunday night, 7:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, beginning on January 8th, to move further down the rabbit hole.
Hey, Freedomist, join me, Proof Negative, weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, as we fight the New World Order together. Right here on Freedomizer Radio, your exclusive home of the Proof Negative Show.
Join me, Valerie Ann, on the Truth Exposition Show at Freedomizer Radio in exposing the truth about FEMA camps, drone surveillance, martial law, the New World Order, our threatened freedoms and civil liberties, and for weekly news and current events. Mainstream media continues with its lies and deceit to fulfill the agenda of the New World Order. So please join me in exposing the truth, along with the lies and the deceptions that are being fed to the American people. The people of the United States have a voice, and your voice will be heard through Freedomizer Radio.
Well, this is Cheryl, and you're listening to Freedomizer Radio, See the Power in You, on Wednesdays with Judy Lynn Cole, and Monday, Friday, and also at 10 in the morning, and on Saturdays at 4 p.m. Pacific time, and those are all Pacific time. I'm going to give this audio a try, and we're going to see if we can get the one thing I don't have here is volume control. So we're going to test this for just a few moments and see what we have, and we'll be right back with you. Okay, I was afraid of that because the audio was really quite low on my end. I'm going to allow that to continue to play so there may be some audio benefit to you. If you're not... If you are, do not want to participate and allow these sounds into your subconscious, just put your tongue to the roof of your mouth like cookie has taught you, and it will have no effect on you at all. So, with that in mind, please tell us a little bit about the Unity Codes audio that you sent to us and what it is meant to do, if you would.
Is it coming okay through the speakers there? Because it just sounds a little bit distorted. I was just a bit concerned there.
Yeah, it's actually the volume level was so low that I couldn't hear it on my computer. I was really hoping that once I uploaded it, that the audio. Mm-hmm.
I have a question for you, Cheryl, because I don't know how your audience listens. I mean, most people, I believe, are either on telephone or they are on a computer. So we don't have anyone out there listening that would be driving right now, do we?
If you are out there driving and listening, just put your tongue to the roof of your mouth, because this is a relaxation type of audio.
Well, I would actually say not if they are driving to pull over. If you think we've got a lot of people listening who are driving, I would actually turn the audio off. And people can get an example of the work on my website, either through the shop or through the media downloads page. Yeah, that is quite important, because it does very much take you into a deep space.
Okay. Well, then we won't play with that because we want people to be safe. I've got a question. You brought up the 111 frequency, and from other things that I have heard, I believe it was from you, Judy, that the 111 frequency in our voices is beginning to disappear. Do you think that has anything to do with our ability, and because you said it was coined the heroin frequency, do you think that has anything to do with our ability as human beings to, and I'm going to use this term very loosely, to self-medicate?
Actually, let me kind of give a little bit of background, because not everybody's listened to every radio show that we've had out here on Freedom Riser Radio, and if they want to go back and pick up the archives, there is a way to do that.
Yeah.
But we are powerful beyond what we are aware. We are so disconnected from our bodies because we haven't been trained how to connect. That's one of the things that when Ashir and I teach classes together or we teach classes individually, we teach people how to tune into their body and how to reconnect with Mother Earth. How do they take and put themselves into that lucid dreaming state? That lucid dreaming state is where you are in theta. And part of the published medical studies that are out there show that 111 hertz actually activates the theta brainwave state. Now, what is the theta brainwave state? The theta brainwave state is where you are lucid dreaming. That is where poets write poetry. That is where musicians compose. That is where when anyone who is doing that which they love, they get into the zone where they are at one with what they're doing. There is no impedance, there's no resistance to the flow. They are zenning, is one way to put it. They are lucid dreaming. You know, when you've got a problem, you go to bed and you're really thinking about that problem, and when you're waking up in the morning, sometimes that solution comes so clear to you in that dream state. That is where you are in theta. You're coming out of delta, the deep sleep, and you're moving into theta and coming up into alpha. In theta is where you are co-creatively problem solving. Now, one of the reasons, and this is my theory, and Ashir, I'd like your feedback on this as well. One of my theories as to why the 111 hertz worked so well for Pete Townsend is because musicians are so used to living out there where they are in that space. I call it almost they live between the dimensions.
Yes.
You know, they are as much in fourth and fifth dimension because they're working with sound as they are in third. And when they're performing, if people can see the auric field around a musician, when a musician is absolutely right on, when they are in that zone, if you see the auric field, what you will see is you will see that auric field goes from being relatively tight in on the body to where it fills the entire stage.
Mm.
It's 50 feet above them. And I'll give you an example of this. I was, my partner is a very, very accomplished musician. He was performing on Broadway when he was 24, and he's a multi-instrumentalist. We went to a performance one time. It was actually, it's very clear to me, it was the night before Thanksgiving, and he opened for an act, and I was sitting there. I had so much channeling work that I needed to get done, but I really wanted to see the performance. And so what I did is I sat straight out from the lead singer, and my girlfriend had come down. And so she was writing. She was basically taking the notes as I was pulling the channel through. And what I did is I actually opened my heart chakra into the feed coming out from this musician. And she was amazed because I was just basically downloading so much information. And she says, oh, my goodness, what percent do you think he's at? And what I got was that he was operating at about 80%. Now, his auric field was out literally about 3 feet from him. Now, he had a very dark beard. The man had on a dark cowboy hat. He had on dark clothing. And when he sang, he basically was kind of hunched down over his guitar, which he was using as a resonator to boost his energy, because the guitar works as a resonator right against the body. And then he was singing into the microphone. I wasn't paying so much attention as to what he was looking like, because I was busy pulling in the information. I was just doing a live feed off of him. When he hit that 100%, he was singing a song about a tragic breakup that he had had with someone whom he loved very dearly. And when he hit that 100%, it blew the cowboy hat on his head 5 feet up in the air back behind him. It lifted me up out of my chair and blew me 3 feet behind against the wall. Now, this is the power of sound and working with harmonic resonance that we do not really understand in most of the world.
Well, you know, I'm really kind of new to tuning forks and how those work. But one thing I learned was very interesting. If you take three tuning forks, one at 440 hertz and another one at 440 hertz, and a third one at a completely different frequency, if you strike one of the ones that are 440, the other fork that you did not strike that is also 440 will begin to resonate.
Yes. Now, that is called, that's sympathetic resonance.
Okay.
That's sympathetic resonance. Now, when that musician opened himself up fully to where he was not in impedance or resistance to that flow of energy.
Right.
It was such a powerful surge of energy, and because I was hooked in straight out from him, fortunately I had a wall behind me. It might have blown me across the room. Now, the reason I think that that 111 hertz works so well for Pete Townsend and works so well in addictive behaviors, particularly with musicians, is twofold. Number one, musicians in Europe are tuning brighter. Musicians in America don't necessarily tune to anything but A is 440. But some of the musicians in Europe are tuning to A is 444. When you
right.
divide 444 hertz by how sound travels, which is spiral pi, and spiral pi is 3.24, the remaining aliquot, or the remaining part that you get, is 1.370370370, and that is the physical structure constant of hydrogen. Now, let's look at octavization. Let's take and look at a piano, standard piano. Most people have seen a piano. If you go to middle C, the A that is to the right of middle C, so you've got C, D, E, F, G, A. So that A above middle C, if it's tuned to 440, the next A to your left, so that's going down to your left as you're facing the piano, is going to be 220. The next one to the left of that is going to be 110. And the next one to the left of that is going to be 55. Now, if you tune that piano to A is 444, the next octave to your left lower would be 222, and your next octave to the left lower of that is going to be 111 hertz. So just a very simple tuning change can take you from something that is close to the resonance match to something that is dead on to hit sympathetic resonance match with hydrogen.
Very interesting.
So this is just something very, very simple. But the thing is it's not easy to retune instruments, because instruments, the tuning not only has to do with the actual instrument, but it also has to do with the temperature and the humidity and the height you're at from sea level. So
yeah, they're
it's,
all
it's,
positive implications. to changing the thing.
Right. But, you know, you can take and can, you know, you can tighten down the neck of a flute, or you can open up the neck of an instrument to adjust it. Some of the things that aren't so easy to adjust are things like piano, because you've got to retune all of the keys.
All the keys, right.
All of the keys. And there aren't very many. There's a lot of synthesizer models out there that are, you know, that are electric pianos, but most of them, you basically tune one octave, and then everything else balances with that. So it's not where you can take and easily tune to another scale. But my theory is why Pete Townsend particularly resonated with this 111 hertz is because as a musician, at the top of his performance, I'm sure that man lived in theta when he was on the stage. And when you live in theta, you love it. You absolutely love it because you are being all that you can be. Source information just flows through you. You think something, it just happens. It is absolutely a magnificent feeling to be to where you see a problem not really as a problem. You see a problem as just something to solve. It's not, it doesn't distress you so much. It's an opportunity. You see that problem as an opportunity because you aren't an impedance or resistance to what's going on. You're just looking for a way to make it better. You're looking for a way to make that energy open and flow. So a lot of times I believe this is why your musicians particularly are so susceptible to getting into addictive behaviors.
Oh.
Because they're looking for a way to extend the experience of living and acting and working and being in theta.
Oh,
so
that is very
they could choose instead of doing drugs or alcohol, they could choose to activate those same frequencies by actually playing in that the tuning of that 111 hertz. They could actually choose to eat foods that and take supplements that actually activate those frequencies in the body to where it becomes a way of life. And that's part of what Ashir and I are going to be talking about on September 1st and 2nd in our class at Santa Cruz. Is we're going to talk about how do you do this? How do you take nutrition? How do you take your way of life? How do you take instruments and tools and activate more theta in your life? But if our musicians would just tune a little bit differently, what would happen is the people in the audience, sound creates an electromagnetic field, the people in the audience, it's going to stimulate endorphin production in the body.
Right.
You stimulate endorphin production, you lower pain.
Right. Exactly. There's a whole lot of people out there who talk about changing the frequency of that A to 432. And there's a lot of controversy out there about whether this is a good thing or not a good thing, but I'm telling you, when you have heard the same song side by side, and there are places on the internet where you can go and find those, is that you can feel the difference between a song that where A is tuned to 440 or where it's been tuned to 432. Well, one of the discussions that we have had is that in making those kinds of changes, there are certain buildings, et cetera, that have been built for the acoustics of A being tuned to 440. So there needs to be some serious changes higher up. But I think that those changes can come from common people making those changes on a regular basis until it actually gets changed on a larger scale.
Well, let me address one thing about room acoustics. Number one, your audience, their body is looking for that 111 hertz.
Right.
Their body. And so regardless of what the room acoustics are, you want to communicate with every molecule of hydrogen that is in that body. And by room acoustics, some people may not understand this, but a lot of the ancient sites particularly, there's a fabulous grotto down in Chesterfield, Indiana. It's at a place called Camp Chesterfield, and I've talked about that in some of the previous radio shows that we've done. They have a grotto there that is a stone enclosure that is built into the side of a hill. And when you go in the front room, you can feel the way that the sound plays off the stone in the wall. But if you go to the little room that's immediately to your right, you're more enclosed in stone under the earth. And you can find your own harmonic resonance just by singing up and down the scale. And when you hit the harmonic resonance of the room, you actually will feel that sound completely pass through you. But if you work with the frequencies that are natural to the body,
right,
you're going to hit the harmonic resonance of the body. The body is a resonating chamber. And 432 is part of what is called the ancient Lo Shu. If you take and look at the 18 Zobei or Solfeggio, as some people call them, if you look at the 111 hertz and the octaves of that, that's basically like the I Ching in the center. Then around that is the mathematical, magical square of the 18 Zobei. And then around that, in another circle, is the Lo Shu. And then around that is the Tai Chuan Ching. So the 432 is a part of that entire numerical set. It's part of that. It's part of that. And there are things that you call nuclear pairs that activate between the layers. And you can activate that with sound. What we're doing is thaumaturgy. Thaumaturgy is a mathematical art form that works on the fourth dimension. We're applying it with sound. That makes it fifth dimensional. Look the word up, T-H-A-U-M-A-T-U-R-G-Y. And that is the power of working with harmonic resonance, particularly when you start working with what communicates with the body or what communicates with the room. Of course, if you're in a room, it's always going to sound best when you get the harmonic resonance of the room, but it's going to feel best when you hit the harmonic resonance of the body.
I hear you. Okay. We have about 5 minutes left in the program. I want to make sure that everyone knows that this is the first program that Shira will be on. She will be on again next Wednesday, so we're going to carry on this conversation and get deeper into these subjects. So I hope that you will join us. I wanted to make sure that you knew that Judy Lynn Cole will be in the chat room here at freedomizerradio.com for a little while after the live show. She's like me, and we don't chat while we're talking on the radio, but she was willing to come and hang out for a little while in the chat room to answer any questions that you might have or have some discussions with you. And we appreciate that, Judy, so thanks for bringing that up. I wanted to make sure that we gave the websites out again, ashiraheart.net, A-S-H-E-R-A-H-A-R-T.net, and sonicenchantment.net as well. Those links have been posted in the chat room, and if you'd like to come by and pick those up, you're absolutely welcome to. So with that in mind, do you guys want to wrap up today's show just a little bit and maybe let us know what you're going to talk about next Wednesday?
Ashira, since you're going to be on next Wednesday with us, would you talk about what you're going to be covering next Wednesday and also just finish up with a little bit about how people can learn with us on September 1st and 2nd in Santa Cruz? How they can come and study with us and research with us and have a lot of fun.
Sure, yeah. I mean, next weekend, or not this weekend coming, but the 1st and 2nd in Santa Cruz, it's going to be a double benefit because you've got Judy, who's flying in from Indiana, which is just epic that she's going to come here. And I'm currently in San Francisco doing the Sonic Enchantment. So you'll have an opportunity to study with myself and with Judy. I'm also very interested in teaching about the beauty of applying the voice with the frequencies, because that can really help us take the vibration inside the body, and we can then, with our own consciousness, direct those frequencies. And we can talk more about what we're covering in the workshop next week. And and if we do come to the workshop next week, they will have the opportunity to journey with us with the frequencies on the Saturday evening, which is why we are positioning our workshop, our 2-day workshop in Santa Cruz. So you'll be able to do both. So you'll be able to the practical plus, have the experience and learn more about the esoterics. So I'd like to go into the number codes a little bit more next week, and to understand how it relates to the body. One thing that I wanted to cover today was why 666 is actually a really important number. There's a lot of disinformation out there on the internet about 666. It's a very good way of taking someone's attention away from something which is actually really important. So I would like to describe how that relates to what we're doing. And, also offer tools, like Judy has said, things that you can do at home, things that are accessible to you, and things, ways in which you can actually work with the numbers to shift your energy on a daily basis so you can handle your stress. 111 is great for dealing with stress. And, it's for everyone. It's you don't have to be a musician to benefit from those abilities of tuning in with yourself. So, I'm really excited to have had this opportunity, and thank you so much, Cheryl, for having us on the call today, and very much look forward to joining you with you, everyone, next week.
Oh, excellent. Well, thank you very much, and up next is the Eccentric Perspective, Conscious Resistance with Derek Rose, and I want to thank you very much again, Ashir, for joining us today, and I look forward to our program next Wednesday.
Beautiful. And if anyone's listening on the call who's in Nevada City, Grass Valley, we have a Sonic Enchantment happening this Sunday at the Stone House. So the one in Santa Cruz is at Divinatory Yoga, and Divinatory Yoga is online, and Stone House is on Facebook.
Excellent. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in. You've been listening to Freedomizer Radio. And join us here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 10 in the morning Pacific time, and also at 4 o'clock Pacific time on Saturday for more enlightening information showing you how powerful you really are. So thank you again, and have a blessed day.
Thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, likewise. Blessings.